I'm Hugh Byrne. Welcome to this 10-day course on changing unwanted habits through mindfulness. In this course, we'll explore the science of habits, how they form, and why they can be difficult to change. We'll discuss how mindfulness is a key to habit change because it allows us to bring into awareness behaviors that have become automatic and unconscious. And once we've brought the behaviors into awareness, we can make choices about how to respond that lead to greater well-being and freedom. In each session, we'll engage in practices to help us identify and work with unhealthy habits we wish to change and healthy habits we want to cultivate. So we'll begin with some general information on habits and mindfulness. Habits form a very important part of our lives. Research has shown that almost half of what we do is habitual. 45% of everyday behaviors are repeated in the same location every day. Now, some of our habits are healthy and beneficial or useful. Putting on a seatbelt when we get in a car, brushing and flossing our teeth, or the brain's way of remembering how to swim or ride a bike, even if we haven't done it for years. But we can also get stuck in unhealthy habits. When we do something to achieve a goal or get a good feeling, but once the behavior gets established, it causes us harm. For example, eating excessive sweets or drinking unconsciously, or repeating self-judging or anxious thought loops. Habits are the brain's way of conserving energy and resources. When we do the same thing often enough in a consistent way, same time, same place, same people or feelings, the brain assigns that behavior to a faster moving system of brain functioning. Daniel Kahneman, the psychologist who won a Nobel Prize for economics and wrote Thinking Fast and Slow, calls this fast-acting brain process System 1. It's habitual, automatic, instinctual, and connected to our survival fight-or-flight response. Connected to the more ancient part of our brain. What he calls System 2 is the slower, rational, logical, and intentional processes associated with the more recent part of our brain, the uniquely human prefrontal cortex. Though the behavior initially is carried out to get a reward, a dopamine boost to the brain, for example, from eating a big bowl of ice cream when we're feeling low, or from seeing many of our friends like our Facebook post. If the behavior is repeated often enough, it becomes automatic. Even though it was initially started to get a benefit, after a while, with repetition, it becomes automatic. Then it is triggered by environmental cues rather than by our present intentions. So that every time we feel a pang of boredom or anxiety, for example, we check our email or social media or have a cookie or some ice cream. Because of the faster acting instinctual brain processes, habits can be very hard to change, even when we want to change them. But we can change habits, even strong and well-established ones. And a key to habit change is bringing conscious awareness or mindfulness to the behavior. Mindfulness is meeting our experience with acceptance and without judgment. It's being present with whatever we're feeling, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, thinking, and it's essential to changing unwanted habits and to developing new, healthier ones. Mindfulness is a key to habit change because it brings awareness to behaviors and activities that have become automatic and unconscious. So with mindfulness, we're making what is invisible and unconscious, what is underneath the radar, as it were, making it visible and conscious. When we bring mindfulness to a habit, it opens up the possibility of making a choice, and we can choose not to carry out an unhealthy behavior or to substitute a more healthy activity. Take smoking. Without mindfulness, if you have a smoking habit, you'll reach for and light a cigarette when a particular and familiar urge or stimulus comes up. With conscious awareness, with mindfulness, you can bring awareness to the urge and the accompanying feelings and choose to stay with them rather than lighting up. It's not easy to change habits because habits develop strong pathways in the brain, neural pathways, and we need to develop the skills to be willing to stay with and experience difficult feelings and learn that we don't have to believe all the messages, the urges, the cravings, the reactions that our minds repeat. We can see that we have a choice, and in having a choice, we can make a more healthy rather than a less healthy choice. We'll continue this session with a meditation on intention. This reflection invites us to get in touch with our deepest intentions, what we care about most deeply, so that we can identify what gets in the way of living fully and freely, and to make a commitment to specific actions to effect change. Take some moments to sit comfortably and reflect on these three themes of intention, obstacle, and commitment. The first question is, what matters most to you? What do you care about most deeply for yourself and for your life? Your deepest wish might be to live with peace and ease, to live joyfully, to be in loving relationships, to manifest your full creativity, or whatever your deepest wish for yourself is. Now, imagine you've achieved this peace or well-being or joy or other intention, and let yourself take in how it feels. How it feels in your body, in your emotions, in your mind. Allow yourself to take in these feelings. There might be a sense of joy or hope or happiness or well-being. Allow yourself to feel whatever you're experiencing right now. Now ask yourself, what gets in the way of living out this intention in your life, here and now, at this time in your life? Is there a behavior or a pattern of thinking that leaves you feeling unhappy, unfulfilled, stressed, anxious, ashamed, or some other emotion or feeling? It might be wanting something you don't have. If only I had this, if only I had a different job, or if I was in a relationship. Or wanting something to change, something difficult in your life, or being distracted or disconnected much of the time, or being stressed out or anxious. Notice what comes up for you and meet whatever you experience with kindness and without judgment. And notice how you feel in your body, emotions, your mind. Notice if there's some tightness or tension or some sadness or some worry. Open to whatever is present and meet it with kindness, with acceptance. And you might ask yourself, how important is it to make a change in this area? To let go of an unhealthy habit or develop a more beneficial one? If you were able to identify a habit or pattern that you wish to change, you might be specific about the steps you want to take to change this habit. Let's say you want to cultivate the habit of meditation. You might say, each day when I wake up, I'll have a cup of tea and then sit down to meditate for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Or if you have a pattern of procrastination, you might say, I'll work on my taxes each day for at least 30 minutes in the evening. You might also envision an obstacle to carrying out this new behavior or abandoning an old behavior. And you'll think about how you'll meet the obstacle if it arises. And you can keep a daily record of your efforts to change this habit. So take a few moments to sit quietly to finish this reflection, just holding with kindness whatever has come up for you. So the three questions again. What's my deepest intention? What gets in the way? What's an obstacle to living freely and with ease? And what commitment will I make to bring about change in this area? Tomorrow, we'll explore and practice cultivating attention that's key to changing habits.